This is a program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade brings you today Dudley Diggs, starring as Captain Barlow, who at the age of 69 justifies in this war his long tradition of seagoing New England captains. A thrilling story of our merchant marine entitled Fighters in Dungarees. You have a job in the third war loan drive that's on right now. It's to buy at least one extra $100 war bond. It's not enough to buy your regular amount of bonds. It has to be more, an extra buy. For we're fighting a war of invasion today, and invasion costs come high. Give up something. Make a sacrifice. It'll pay you big dividends in plenty of ways. You help to win the war. You help to ensure your own future. So back the attack with war bonds. Your personal quota is at least one extra $100 bond. Start buying those extra bonds. And now, Dudley Diggs in Fighters in Dungarees.
The American merchant marine of today is rooted in a long and crowded heritage. Born at the turn of the 19th century, it was the lifeblood of the young nation. Packets and clipper ships from the great operating firms of Boston, Salem, and Portland plowed the oceans westward round the Horn to the northwest coast of the Pacific Isles and eastward round the Cape of Good Hope to India, Java, China. Yankee skippers, hard, shrewd, daring men. Our merchant marine perpetuates their unfaltering spirit and sails our goods through to landfall in the teeth of all enemy odds.
Wood, Seth. Got to get some heat under this pressure cooker. Time to have these berries done by nightfall.
There, mister. That ought to hold you.
Oh, that mail in your back pocket?
Yeah. Ain't much today. Just the paper and a postcard from the mail order house about the pump I ordered.
Oh. Wish they'd hurry up with that new catalog. The sight of things I want to order. Seth Barlow, put that long envelope you're trying to hide under the tablecloth. You know I got eyes in the back of my head.
Oh, that. I just think you wouldn't be interested.
Huh?
It's a letter come to me from the shipping administration.
What?
I want to go back to sea.
You want to go... Why, you're near to 70, Seth. You've been retired for 10 years... They got no use for a man your age.
By Judas, Emmy, I'll have you know I'm as good a man as they got in the service. I can show them young sports a thing or two about seafaring. Didn't I sail the Polaris clear through the last war and outrun every damn one of them German U-boats?
Yes.
Didn't my grandpa sail his square rig around the Horn when he was 80? And didn't my own pa help sell the Alabama to the bottom off Cherbourg in 64?
I know. All about you, sea crazy Barlows. But you've done your job, Seth. Yes, you're needed at home.
Why, Emmy, this is war. Our men are counting on us for guns and tanks and ammunition. This ain't no time for a sailor man to stay home.
Oh, sure. You're clean crazy, Seth Barlow. Always was. Well, guess you might as well go on up the attic and bring down that telescope bag so I can start packing your gear. Wild horses won't hold you now.
As I was a-walking down Paradise Street to me, hey, blow the man down. I saw sea policeman I chance for to meet. Blow the man down to me, hey.
Those crazy Barlows.
Gentlemen, as you leave this meeting, you'll be given sealed orders. Each master will proceed with his ship to the point of rendezvous, and there take up the position in convoy assigned to him. Watch the flagship at all times for communication signals. If there are any questions, let's have them now.
Admiral Neal, sir. I've been retired for 10 years, sir. I was up in Connecticut when I wrote the warship and administration, so I ain't got the hang of this war right yet. Is it against the rules, sir, to ask where we're going?
Not at all, Captain. Your destination is the island of Malta.
Malta? The bomb alley run?
Yes. Through bomb alley to Malta. Symbol of the determination which will, in the end, crush the Axis. There are 70 ships in the convoy, representing a score of nations, a score of tongues. But we all have one common denominator. We want a free sea, a free earth. Let that hold us together on this run. Until we meet in Malta, bon voyage. Gentlemen.
The convoy moved peacefully across the Western Ocean. Men turned in on their watches, came off, played cards, showered, sang, slept, talked about home, their sweethearts, ships they'd sailed on. Might have been any voyage. Yet beneath the smooth surface lay the constant threat of attack. Nobody talked about it, but every eye was peeled for raiders. Then at dawn on the 16th day, just as Captain Barlow came to the bridge of his squat freighter...
Day's breaking clear, sir.
When it gets a little lighter, see if we're in our proper spot in the convoy. And Thomas?
Yes, sir?
Keep an eye peeled for signals from the cruiser.
Aye, sir.
Mind your steering there, long boy.
Aye, sir. I don't like this weather clearing, Skipper.
And more do I, long boy.
Past the rock, and from here on we'll get it if we're going to get it. Hey.
Why, Julius, what's that?
Look there. British carrier.
Torpedo hit, sir.
She's losing weight.
There go our destroyers dropping depth bombs.
General alarm, sir. Commodore's flags. General alarm.
Sound general alarm.
Aye, sir. Battle station, stand by! Emergency station!
Skipper, you hear what I hear?
It's plain!
Flag hoist! Commodore's order, sir! Air attack! Fire!
Gun crews, stand by for air attack! Lively!
There they come! Out of the clouds like a swarm of bees, a million of them!
Now the cruiser's opening up with its big stuff.
There they come, downstairs! Look at them lay their eggs.
Watch the cruiser's halyards, Thomas.
Commodore signal, sir. Scatter at once, sir.
We're on our own, long boy. We're clearing out.
Yes, sir.
Engine room, full speed ahead. There's healthier places than this, and a fox that runs alone runs fastest. You there on the wheel, long boy. How are you at fancy steering?
I can waltz her on a dime, Skipper.
You're going to have to prove that brag, long boy. Put your wheel hard right, son. We're going to sail in free by ourselves.
Hard right she is.
I've been aching to show him some of my old sailing tricks ever since this foolishness begun.
Stukas, Junkers, Heinkels, and Italian high-level bombers were laying eggs all around him, and the pig boats were throwing tin fish that all but scraped the barnacles off the bottom of the old tub.
Torpedo, sir. Off starboard, 300 yards. Heading the midships.
I see her. Left rudder, long boy. Hard over. Ease her. Hard again.
There she goes. Missed us.
Boy, that was close.
Singed your whiskers, did it? Watch that Stuka.
The old man put her through the screwiest zigzagging since topsail schooners stopped beating their way into Rio. A lot of Nazi cash went wild that day. But just as the old man was thinking he'd brought his ship and his crew clear of the hell and destruction...
Torpedo! Torpedo! 400 yards! Get ahead, sir!
Well, the blasted son of a sea conch! Hard left rudder, son, and bear a hand! Crack her down, boy! So as the wind will help you turn her bow.
Over she goes! Over. Coming on. She breaches.
Lean on her, son.
This is the dime.
We've done it. We've done it, sir.
Long boy, you're out of a book.
Look there, skipper. The sub thought she got us. She's surfacing.
Sub coming up, sir. She thinks we're hit.
The nerve of them cockroaches. We'll fix their clock. We're going right after them. Right about, son.
Right about, sir.
I've always wanted to see what was inside one of them U-boats. Engine room, give us all you got. Full speed.
They're coming out of the conning tower, sir.
Well, dummy, they must think they're mighty lucky.
We're heading straight for the sub, skipper.
Keep our bow right on her, son. We're going to take her apart exactly amidships.
You mean ram the sub?
Ram her to hell and God.
Look out, they're getting ready to fire. The commander's shouting at us.
Halt! Under the fire!
Fire and be damned to you. Howl, you skulking son of a mismated swordfish. Howl! We're going to rip the stinking innards right out of you.
Rocky little Malta, the islanders and garrison stare out their eyes for the convoy. 3 years of unceasing hell, and they have never once thought of yielding. But they must have bread to live, guns with which to fight.
Convoy! Convoy coming through the hay! Convoy!
Yes, convoy. A battered convoy, a smaller convoy. And limping a little behind the procession, Captain Barlow's sturdy ship, battle-scarred, her bow stove in where she rammed that U-boat.
I wish Emmy was here to see this. Do her proud, it would.
The Maltese, the British seamen, and the Royal Navy solemnly intoned, "God save the King." But to Captain Seth Barlow and his countrymen, the music had a different set of words. My country, 'tis of thee.
Yes, Captain Barlow sailed again. And so do all the heroic men of the Merchant Marine. They've had ships sunk under them. They've seen their shipmates die. They've known the despair of little men alone on a frail raft in the vast ocean. Yet they sail again. Hundreds of thousands of men like them, in every branch of our armed forces, your sons and relatives and mine, the redhead who live down the street, are going back for more, facing death again and yet again. We've got to dig down deep, deeper, to buy more war bonds to keep them fighting, to pay our share in our mighty offensive warfare. That's why the Third War Loan is on. That's why you and you and you must buy during this month of September at least one extra $100 war bond. That's $100 extra, mind you, for everybody. No matter how many bonds you've already bought or are buying now, your personal quota in the Third War Loan is $100 extra. The stake is our sons' lives and the survival of everything we hold dear. Back the attack with war bonds. The United States Treasury Department thanks Dudley Diggs and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this program, as well as this station, for the use of its facilities. The special musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. The script was written by Frank Wells and released through the courtesy of the United Seamen Service, an organization which, in cooperation with the War Shipping Administration, provides for the health, welfare, and recreation of our merchant seamen at home and abroad, thus sustaining their morale and keeping our ships sailing on time with full crews. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This especially transcribed program was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.